Newspaper morgue up at the archives where the old trip rappers go to die. I trawled through the back issues of Melody Maker, Sounds and NME. All the old ink is looking for a clue. Like a drowning man, I saw my past flash before my eyes. Those long forgotten bands rose from the grave like the Grateful Undead in a George Romero film. I remember reading some of those articles way back, first time around. Who'd have thought 30 years later I'd still be wasting my time reading them again? They cost me a life, it's all their fault. I believed all that shit. I could have had a proper job, I suppose. And then the band came in. I met that bloke from Mother Hooper once. I expected to turn up in platforms like he used to wear on the telly when I was a kid. I was a bit disappointed really, it was quite short. He didn't even own a castle or anything. I recognised interviews and questions. Stray quotes surrounded me with the persistence of winos, tugging at my sleeve and clinging to their greasy raft of nostalgia. Even the adverts had a queasy familiarity. South Sea bubble flares and denim waistcoats, Leonard Poultney syrups, places in Carnaby Street. Learned to play the guitar in a week. I should have paid more attention there, I can tell you. 30 years and counting. Then in came the band. I met that bloke from Mother Hooper once. I expect him to turn up in those flares and stuff he used to wear on the telly when I was a kid. I was a bit disappointed really, he was quite sure. And he didn't even own a castle or anything. And the guitars, oh Christ, the price of the guitars. Surely these were the best of times. That's the trouble with living in a golden age, someone once said. Everyone complains about how yellow everything looks. Telly cost 120 quid, a Strat about 175, and a Les Paul about 250. All sorts of bits too. Restoration was just something for old furniture in the monarchy, and then the band came in. I met that bloke from Mother Hooper once. I expected to turn up in those shoes he used to wear on Top of the Pops when I was a kid. I was a bit disappointed really, he was quite short. He didn't even live in a castle or anything. Him to turn up in those shoes he used to wear on the